I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away, getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real shit, I'd probably die martyr. They wanna ride the wave, I hope you got your surfboard, cause it's a high tide though, we try and ball like the Carters.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey. I'm here with all my tools today, baby. We got CSPN McLaughlin.
What up, fellas? What's good, what's good, what's good?
That was a weary good luck. Or what up, fellas? It was weary. It sounded like you had to wait the world.
You know, just grinding.
Cowboys grinding. Man, he's looking at the truth.
Right. Yo, I saw the funniest TikTok on the Cowboys today. CJ man, was not having
that.
It.
Fuck that TikTok.
This guy
is about the Cowboys.
Coach Lumberg, how you doing today?
Never been better.
Nate Parker, what's going on?
You know, it's been a good week. I'm excited to be back on the pod with you guys though. Let's talk about some football.
Hell yeah. So this TikTok though, so this guy, he was sitting there and he's describing this kid in court, and the judge keeps trying to give him to one of his parents or guardians or whatever, and he's like, oh, you can't give me that person because they beat me so bad. Oh, you can't give me that person, they beat me so bad. And he's making it sound mad official, like he's reporting on a court case. And then at the end, he's like, so the judge did something unprecedented. He let the child choose who he would be released to. And the child chose the Dallas Cowboys because they never beat anybody. It was like a minute and a half, dude. Oh, so funny. I loved it. Oh, boys. Man. We got football tonight. Tonight is the night. Buccaneers, Dallas Cowboys. Who's getting baptized tonight, guys? Let's just roll with it. Let's get the scores, predictions, anything straight special. Magic happen?
Shootout. No, shootout.
Shootout?
Is that what you're calling, Brandon? For real?
Oh, yeah. I think Dak and Brady are going to go toe-to-toe.
The over to under is 52 points, I think.
We're going over.
Ooh.
One way or another, it's going over. Either Tampa Bay is going to...
Well, give us a score then.
Put it on them. I don't have a score. I just feel like it's a 31-28 game. It could go to overtime.
I like it.
It's just going to be a way to set the tone for the season, I think. I feel like Dak's going to come back fired up, ready to go. It's going to be a good one.
I have a problem with... Well, see, I'll let you go first. This is your team. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, you're going to stop discrediting me when you keep telling people that it's my team.
Are you embarrassing your lady?
No, because when the people listen, they'll be like, oh, this is the Cowboy fan, and I'm sure they just like...
You're not biased,
yeah, I'm not. I keep it 100. Straight shot, no chaser. I'm with Brandon, though. I don't think it'll be as close. Maybe like 31-21, 34-21. I think we'll see some offense from Dallas. But overall, Tampa, their defense, are going to force a couple of turnovers. Tampa Bay, I mean, they're returning all 22 starters. So, you know, I'm going to channel my optimism. And then, look, by all means, hey, you told everybody I'm going for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm rooting for them. So, you know, I'm going in with no expectation, but who knows? We're talented enough to beat them, so we'll see.
I think the Dallas, I agree. I think they're talented enough to beat Tampa Bay, but the thing that I worry about with this first opening matchup is in the middle, in the trenches, because we got Zach Martin missing the game, and we saw what Vita Vea did for this defense when he came back last year in the Super Bowl. And to not have your Hall of Fame guard teaming up with a brand-new center – against Vita Vea in the opening game, that's going to be tough. He's going to get some pressure up the middle. But if anyone can roll out and create big plays outside of the pocket, it's Dak Prescott. So it should be interesting. Maybe it'll – but that's another thing to worry about. Dak has had the shoulder injury. Is he going to be running in the first game? So there's a lot of question marks.
A lot of quick throws, I think. And then they'll use Zeke a lot. And I think that you have the receiver personnel to really stretch Tampa Bay out. Mm-hmm. Defensively, force them into man coverage and attack them that way. And that is something that I think is a little bit of Tampa's, even though they love man coverage, I think it can be a weakness at times, especially against somebody like Dak. So, and the talent at receiver, you have to respect every single one of them.
Nate, you have any predictions for the game tonight?
I don't think this game is going to be close. I think that the Bucks are going to obliterate the Cowboys. And I foresee 37-14.
Ooh, brutal.
38-14.
All
right. I don't think.
It's the first game. They're dialed in. They brought everyone back. We've never seen this type of team like symmetry coming back before. So it could.
Home game.
Yeah. There's this thought process that I have about the Tampa Bay Bucks and what I think they could do this season if a few things line up. As I think they could be that 17-0 season. Their strength of schedule isn't terribly daunting. And I think Brady wants that bad. And if there's one thing that you can guarantee is if Brady wants it bad enough, he's going to go get it.
I feel like Brady has nothing left to prove, and all he cares about is rings. I think, if anything, he might sit a game or two. Let Kyle Trask get some burn if they have a big lead in the division.
He's kind of been on record before. He said it earlier in the interview this year that he would trade two of his rings to get the 17-0 ring.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
yeah, exactly. So,
I like it.
But look, Tampa Bay, you're returning all 22 starters. That's unprecedented. I always give kudos to championship teams who actually go out there and get better. Miami Heat won it in the NBA and they went out and got Ray Allen. And you're like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, returning all 22 starters is cool. We'll see if they're actually better. Obviously, you get a full camp from Brady and that offense. They build continuity, but it's 17 games in a season. I don't foresee anyone really touching that record. And honestly, I feel like if anyone has the best chance to do it, it's Kansas City. But I mean, I do believe Brady's going for it. I don't think Tampa Bay will be that dominant this year.
Well, the craziest thing was Tampa Bay had an amazing pass rush last year. They were like what, top five in the league, top three, I believe. Yeah,
at least they were at the top in terms of adding.
Well, pressure. And then they added a first round pick, edge rusher,
Tryon.
Who's had an amazing camp from what
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they added an elite pass rusher to their elite pass rushing.
That's a good point.
They could keep
a lot
fresh.
Of depth.
Yeah, a lot of depth. I don't think we've ever seen this amount of depth on a team before. It goes that deep. Like, to be able to keep your defense.
Tampa Bay has the best roster.
In a fresh rotation.
Top to bottom.
But the craziest thing is you got the outside rushers, and then you got Devin White as a middle linebacker with eight sacks.
leading the defense.
Not even the best middle linebacker on the team, by the way.
Lavonte David?
Exactly. Lavonte David is the best middle linebacker on it. Devin White makes plays. He's young, but Lavonte David is the heart and soul of the middle of that defense.
Lavonte David should be getting the same credit as that Derrick Brooks got for his career because it's very similar in like his skill set and what he's done and leadership on two different franchises. Like, it's impressive.
I love what Lavonte David brings to that defense. I would expect to see Devin White kind of take over that being the leader of that defense this season. Though you're going to start to watch a transition of the heart and soul this season, not necessarily for any other reason than contracts. Like, and Devin or Lavonte David's probably going to be elsewhere in a season or two, but no. Dak Prescott may be running for his life the entire game.
And that's important. Just get the ball out quick and we'll move on. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I would protect him 100% in that situation. It's only week one. You're already up against it. You're almost a 9-point favorite in an NFL game, which seems outlandish to begin with, especially with the talent Dallas already has. I feel like they'll be able to overcome some of that if they have the right mindset and game plan going in. If they're going to be longer developing routes down the field and things of that nature, that's going to take some extra time than Dak will. He's going to be on his back quite a few times.
And I agree. And that's going to wrap up our preview of Thursday Night Football tonight, guys. Go ahead, check it out. Let's see how our predictions do. And we're going to have another fresh episode for you tomorrow, previewing all the games and our preseason picks. So go and check that out. Let's see. Let's get ready for some football. We out. My mama says she know that I ain't living right. I'd rather chase my dreams.
things and live with regrets. Sometimes I think I let my demons get the best, but God be watching me with every step. So many nights, man, I was stressing that finesse.